This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. It's Bill Lako along with Troy Harmon and Jennifer Thomas. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show.
All right. As Bill said, if you guys have questions for us, you can reach us at 770-429-9166. And this one is from a good friend, Bill Murray, who says, in the morning, CNBC shows the futures, fair value, and implied opening. I assume he's talking about the S&P 500. Usually they do it on all the indices. His question is, what is fair value and how are those three terms related? Well, fair value is basically the...
Who cares? That's my answer. If you wait, I love Bill, but Bill, if you wait, go ahead. Tell him technically how this works.
If you wait 30 or 45 minutes, you can know exactly what the open's going to be. No, that is not the real answer. So basically, the futures market opens before the S&P 500 market opens, which is 9:30 most every morning. The futures will be open for a couple of hours prior to that. And just as the name sounds, it's futures. So you're trading contracts on the value of the S&P 500 at some point in the future. If you take that future value and you do some calculations.
People are nodding off while they're driving down the road, Troy.
Here we go, Bill. You told me to do it. So you take that future value and you bring it back to the current value and you measure that relative to what it closed at yesterday. That is your implied open. So the fair value is the today's value on the contract that retires in the future, expires in the future, matures in the future, however you want to call it. You know, you bring
so
it all back.
So my original answer is the correct one.
Yeah. Give it a few minutes and you'll know the answer.
It won't matter.
That's right. No, exactly. But I mean, you know, I'm making
it's TV. They got to make it new and fresh, and it means nothing.
Right.
And,
well, you know, I hate to tell my age, but when I first started in this business, there was none of this. But I worked for a brokerage firm and. We had people come in our office to watch the ticker tape because that's the only place that you could see it. So the lobby was full of chairs where all these older gentlemen would come in.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, and watch the tape.
No, absolutely. I mean, I talk about things like that, too. I marvel at the fact that now you can place a trade at Schwab at $4.95. I think the first trade I ever placed in the market, I was about 20, 21 years old, it cost me almost $100.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
It was a tiny little trade. Man, I was proud I owned stock, but I had paid through the nose to do it.
But, all right, let's get to a couple more questions here before the show is over. So Adam from Kennesaw says, with interest rates starting to increase, is now a good time to invest in bank stocks?
Well, if you'd asked me back in October, I would have probably still told you no, but no is the answer right now. If you look at
really?
What's happened. Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
Oh, I totally would have thought you'd have said yes.
No, I'll tell you
this.
That's
why I leave the investing to you, Troy.
Well, the S&P financial sector is up 25% since the first part of November. The S&P banking sector is up 32.7%, much of that driven by Bank of America. And that's one of the stocks that was pointed out as maybe being one of the good spots to go. Bank of America is up.
So you wouldn't buy bank stocks today, even with net interest margin going up and all that?
Well, what I've seen in the last couple of weeks is net interest margin actually has pulled back. Now, if you look at it from middle of last year till today, we saw a pretty nice expansion. But basically what I'm saying is that train has more or less left the station. I think that we will have maybe across the board higher interest rates. But one of the pieces that the Fed let us know, not only are they going to go slow, back in 2012, they were saying their overnight lending rate might go to 4.5%. Right now, they're saying maybe 3%. Now, we're quite a ways from that, but in our last couple of moves, we have seen more of a parallel shift, meaning that the long end didn't get a whole lot higher than the short maturity end of the yield curve. So I think that the regulatory environment is probably the bigger benefit. But again, we've got a lot of that cooked into the price right now as well. I would say that although the prices look expensive, if you look at them according to any of the price ratios, I think, you know, if we have some successes in paring back the regulation, then, yeah, they're going to be fine. But I'm not so sure that we're going to see a significant outperformance in the financials going forward. That's
right.
The biggest thing.
So real quick, 1 minute. I saw the top three. This is from Thomas in Roswell. I saw the top three Dow stocks were United Healthcare, Home Depot, and Visa.
Right.
And that they were key. Oh, I can't read. And that they were key in getting the Dow above 20,000. How do you rank these investments? Are they overpriced? Do they meet your criteria?
Well, UNH, Home Depot, and Visa, all three meet our criteria. Two of them we own. We don't own Home Depot. We do own United Health, and we do own Visa.
We have owned Home Depot.
We have owned Home Depot, and it's a solid company. I would say, you know, UNH is a buy if I had to give it a rating right now. Visa, I love the model, and I think it's going to continue to make money with less regulation. They actually win pretty big. Home Depot is one of the spots, and you know, if you look at the numbers, it's been growing lately. I would say you hold any one of them. I would be more of a buyer of UNH and Visa. As far as the Dow, I could go on for ages about why that may or may not matter. A price-weighted index, we'll have to catch it next time, but I'm not a huge fan of the folks that watch the Dow.
Mark it up or down?
Up.
I'm saying up. You
flat.
Know me. Oh, Bill.
We'll see you next week. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.